Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to Jesus? And I want us to communicate from the depth of our heart our most the depth of honor that you have in your heart. Lift your hands to heaven and say, Jesus, thank you. We return all praise, all glory, all honor. All honor. Come on, go ahead. Let's lift our voice to heaven. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus, for this great house. We are grateful and we give you praise. We thank you. We bless you. My Father and my God, let this morning be the needed morning to activate destinies. It doesn't matter how long the wilderness experience is. By the power of your word, we terminate it. And even as the word goes out, I ask for light, light. Different shades of light penetrating hearts, penetrating souls. By the time we are done this morning, it will be clear in your heart. This is it. We give you praise, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now let's give the Lord a big, big, big hand. Do so. Come on, go ahead. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please be seated as kings and queens. God bless you. Thank you, Streams of Life. Ever fresh. I've missed you guys. I missed you. Amen. And my God, so good to be back home. Amen. My eyes was filled with tears when I was coming in. And I said, I've missed these people. So good to be here. The Lord has placed a burden in my heart. And yes, I bring greetings from my wife. Amen. Now, be seated. I'm going to teach, but there's going to be activations during the teachings. Is that okay? There's going to be activations. Let me tell you some. Let me say it like this. Once you see it, it is yours. That's the idea, okay? When we got to Abuja, it was quite tough to get a place. And I just said, what's happening? In fact, I was speaking to one of my friends. They came to meet me and said, you have speed. He said, it took us months. What you've done? I said, what? And I remembered one of those days, I was at the church office looked through the window, and I was like, God, this city opens up for us. And the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, I'm going to give you a city in this city. Yeah. I'm telling you. But I'm telling you that there was something Isaac knew, Jacob knew, that when he knew he had received the blessing, he could run with a staff, and he knew it more than enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? The issue is that we that are Christocentric have not known that thing. What did he know? That in the days of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just speak the word. They know that if that content of that word should come in your direction, that's it. You are the next man for the generation. It's sealed. What kind of consciousness is that? Because now if you tell a believer, you are blessed, God bless you, God, they are still thinking, is that all? You see, when your response to the word changes, your experience will change.
Yes, sir.
That's it. I shared this story, I think during the healing meeting, but I think I shared earlier. Now, there was a particular season during the morning prayer. I was so sick. I wasn't feeling well. And one of those evenings, I told my wife, I'm not going to talk to you as a superhero. So you can understand that, all right, we go through. I told my wife, I said, I feel we need to go to the hospital. She said, what's happening? She said, I'm not feeling myself. I think we need to go to the hospital. She said, all right, right away. So she was trying to prepare and then so we can move. She came out. Well, to step out, I said, can you give me a moment? So I went to the side of the house. I requested for a chair. So I sat down. And I said, God, I'm on my way to the hospital. What's happening? Should I go? I know there's a bomb in Gilead. Should I go? So I remembered when I woke up that morning, my wife was playing a videotape of Archbishop Benson Dahosa when he said, the greatest prayer you can pray is, oh God, help me. I stayed there. I said, God, I receive help. The moment I said that, I closed my eyes. I saw a mighty being descended as tall as the house. All symptoms were still there. I told my wife, God has responded. We're not going anywhere again.
Yeah, well, are you sure?
I said, God has responded. Get me water. I poured the water on my head, went to rest. I slept like a baby. Now, listen to this. Your miracles will be fast when you respond to God's word. The way you respond to, right? If I bring a bag of 50 million and I put it in your front and I say it's yours. The moment you begin to respond to God's word, the way you would have responded to that, and even more, that's when you enter the overflow. Are you following what I'm saying? That somebody is trusting God for the fruit of the womb, trusting God, and they said, you have it. And your joy is as powerful as when you see the pregnancy test. Alright? I showed you that about Hannah. When Eli said, pray for her, she went home. She ended the prayer.
Yes, sir.
There are prayer points you've been praying. I've come to announce to you this morning, stop praying. Are you following what I'm saying? Listen, be seated. In case you think I just came for this Sunday, I did not come for this Sunday. No. Just so you know, I didn't come for this Sunday. There's something we are going to bed together. Just so you know. So I told them while living in Abuja, I said, before you see me again, it's going to be till like May. So, now, hold on. Sit down. And why did I decide to do that? Because God showed me something about Sphere of Light Church Ibadan. And I've come to listen, 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 listen. If after this experience, your testimony doesn't come. Do you understand that? See, listen, oh. Listen. Listen. I know that sometimes when declaration goes out and there's no adequate preparation through teaching, the devil can come in. That's why I knew. It's not just going to be words. They will be taught. It's a very specific work. Are you following what I'm saying? Very specific word. Alright? God, among the things God said to come and do, He said, we are going to change the name of Sphere of Life Church Ibadan from SLC Ibadan to this name. Alright? Listen. When the time comes, we will announce it. And that name is going to be the prophetic destiny of the house. Do you get what I'm saying? I beg you in the name of God, who made the heavens and the earth. Listen, if it's about doctrine, by the grace of God, I take my time to investigate loopholes. And that's why you see the morning prayers, as much as I'm decreeing, I know they will come to pass, I take time to deal with every aspect that the enemy may try to come in. So we don't leave stones unturned. And that's exactly what we are going to do. Are you following what I'm saying? I'd like you to lift your hands and say it loud and clear. A new season is upon us. Say it again. I know it. I see it. And now I receive it. I know it. I see it. And now I receive it. This is my new season. Hallelujah. Now, be seated. By the grace of God, I trust God for help to be able to combine the prophetic instructions He's given me, even with the subject that you're dealing. So they are quite interwoven. There's a point where you see everything link up. Are you following me now? There's a point where you see everything link up. And when we get to that point, you're going to see it. Hallelujah. Now, we've been dealing with the subject. What's the subject? Have you been following that subject? Now, let's check the scripture we've been reading. Matthew chapter number 28, verse 19. Matthew chapter number 28, verse 19. Now, let's start reading from verse 18. So you can understand the magnitude of the words in verse 19. Matthew 28 verse 18, please. Now Jesus speaking. And Jesus came and spake unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19 now. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So, let's do it like this. Pastor Jacob, please come. If I stand and I say to you, I have all power, alright, in the United Kingdom. I am the highest authority there. Alright? And I say to you, go ye therefore. The word therefore shows to you that it is actually a statement that is sequel to the first one. I have all power, both in heaven and on the earth. Now, these are my jurisdictions, heaven and earth. There is no other place. Go now, therefore. What's the therefore? Go on the premise of the power that I have, meaning that I am extending the same all power to you. But where am I sending you to? The head. Now, this is where believers have not understood the reality. And if you can get this, a lot will change about the way you approach life. The implication of this scripture. Now, this may baffle religion. Is that I have all power in heaven and on earth. But I'm sending you to all the earth. Meaning that I will maintain my power in heaven. You take all the power on earth. That's the implication. Hey. When you understand this, you will know we now have the power to cast out devils. We have the power to heal the sick. We have the power to raise the dead. Please sit, be seated. I was at Elisha. Where was that? Was it Friday? Okay, Wednesday. Stroke Thursday. To minister at a place called Okoye. That was where 1930 revival started from. And after the meeting, one of the pastors showed me, he said, this was where Apostle Babalola was seated. The house is still there. I said, this was where he was seated. They were holding meetings in this house. That's the house, that house was there. He said, when they did not allow him to join because he was a young minister just coming up. 1930, he was about 25. 1930, he was 25. So he sat outside. The elders were holding meetings. They were going to now incorporate him into the system. When suddenly he saw they were carrying a child to be buried. Alright? And he stopped them. And prayed on the child. And the child came back to life. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now we have been given all power. Now listen to this. Most times, another mistake we make around this scripture is that you think that power is that which is demonstrated on the altar. No. No. That's where we miss it. That's where we miss it. Influence is a form of power. You don't believe it. Influence is a form of power. And you don't need the pulpit for it. Wealth is powerful. Are you aware it's a form of power? Oh, yeah. Wealth is power. Wealth, influence, is power. There are different forms of this all power. And until as a church, as a people, we are able to dissect them and understand them, we will struggle. We will what? Struggle. We will struggle. Now look at it. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now verse 19 now. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now how do you teach all nations? Many of them will never come to church. So how do you teach those who don't come to church? Now you don't understand that. How do you teach all nations? Because when you read this and then see, I know you have zeal for God. The implication you think is that by the grace of God, we're going to buy megaphones. We're going to have some stations in Canada in this. That's not the way. See, to teach all nations means that first they become your student. Yeah. That's the implication of this scripture. So it means if you understand this all power, nations will become your student. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can't be your teacher if you say you are not my student. If the Bible says go and teach all nations, it's saying nations will come and learn. Can we go to this scripture quickly? Micah chapter number 4. Let's look at it. So you can have another perspective. We're going somewhere. Micah 4. Are you there now? Let's start it from verse 1. Look at it. Now, give me this scripture in Amplified. Amplified. But in the latter days shall it come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established. Shall be established as the highest of the mountains. Shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. Yes? And many nations shall, come on, say it again. Many nations shall, come on, say it again. Many nations shall, now say it again. Nations are coming to me. Now, come on, come on, say it loud and clear. Say it again, say it loud and clear. Now, get this right. If you understand this simple scripture, you will never in your life struggle for visa. See, what is happening now is that we are still going to nations. There were men that demonstrated nations coming. And it's going to happen again. I said it's going to happen again. I said it's going to happen again. And nations, many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways. I'm not sure if you saw what happened in Brazil. How that they had that carnival or whatever they called it. And they were mocking Christ. You see, what is happening now at this level, and as I'm speaking, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will activate this dimension in people's life. Listen, what is happening at this level is that many believers have not understood the exact thing to do. Let me explain. We are still confused. Which one? What do we do? When you see ministers of God that speaks about politics, then they are rebuked. They come to them and say, a pastor should be in his place. You don't like the slapbacks. You don't like the clapbacks. You hate all those things. Which one should we do? The ones that are quiet, they insult them and say, look at the way he's quiet. He's an idiot. He's this and that. Which, as a young minister, as one who is coming up, as a believer, what do we do? How far is my influence? What should I do? There is an answer. But you will never be able to get the answer if you don't understand criticism, propaganda, accusation, and you are bold like a lion regardless. It is the age of the fearless. It is the age of the fearless. I said it is the age of the fearless. Now, do you think you are going to enter into a strong man's house and spoil the strong? See what is happening in Nigeria now. The system is reacting to one man challenging the system. And this is where the church should now be humbled. The problem is not that we don't have believers in power. The problem is that many of them have bowed. But for the first time in the history of Nigeria, a man rose challenging the status quo and nobody has found one thing against him. If there was, at this level of desperation, it would be everywhere. That we trace the account, 100 million. Listen, nations will not come to you if you bow to what they bow to. Nations will not come, if you are greedy as they are, you bow to what they bow to. That's what the enemy, that's what the devil demands. Bow, I will give you the riches and the wealth of this world. You bow. We are in the days of Joshua. There's a transition. Like if you read my book, The Final Move of God, I think you got it. You listen to reversing the mistakes of Joseph. You will understand what is happening. Are you following what I'm saying? Believers, there is something on your life that is going to speak. And if you are timid, it will look as if God never placed it there. You will never be greater than your boldness level. Never. Never. Despite the fact that the oil was poured on David, it took that audacity to say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Do you get what I'm saying? It took that audacity. Nigeria is going through a very serious issue now. Whether you believe it or not. Unfortunately so. The way out is that the people will have to arise and say, we say no. That's the only way out. Pharaoh will always pursue. But this one, no Red Sea will part. Because Egypt is still Canaan. So you are not leaving Egypt. Just rename it from Egypt to Canaan. And that is going to happen when the transition from Moses to Joshua is complete. We are going to move to from God is going to judge them too. We have to fight our battles. Because for Moses is the rod. Okay. Listen. Listen. Say it again loud and clear. Nations are coming. Now, can I ask you a question? What kind of thing can God produce out of your life where visa, granting you visa now, is no longer a testimony? Rather, it is a testimony to the nation you are going to that she is coming. You are not the one who is not testifying, "Oh, thank God I've been able to." You are the one saying, "You know, that guy is coming, is coming, is coming." Africa is going to reverse what looks like a plague on her. I'm telling you. Look at it. Micah 4:2. "Come, let us go." And right, they said to themselves, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways. We will walk in his path. For the Lord shall go forth out of Zion." And the word. So it means for nations to be schooled, the church will have to demonstrate as a lifestyle the solution to the problem of nations. Now you don't get that. Let me give you an instance. Let me give you an instance. Gradually it is happening in Nigeria, but it's going to happen much more. Okay? Let me give you an instance. How many of you are aware that for years now, there are places in Nigeria that does not experience power outage? But are you aware that 100% of those places are owned by the church? Canaan land. Power doesn't go. Now you may say it's a small place, but it's also small revenue compared to what the nation is getting. I'm saying that the church will demonstrate a level of dexterity and productivity that soon presidents of nations will say, "Go and ask them, how are they running their universities?" Nations, see, one of the major problems God has with nations across scripture is their pride. So if nations will be taught, it will mean that your result will humble nations. See, to understand how to teach nations, you must understand that even people don't hear the wisdom of a poor man. How much more nations? Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give you this illustration. I feel so burdened in my heart, but let me give you the illustration. One of the prophecies on John the Baptist, before he was even born, was that he will come in what? The spirit. And what? The power of who? Elijah. And I've shown you, the spirit talks about the style, the method. They are men of the wilderness. They are men who separate themselves. That's the, you just notice that when you look at Elijah, look at John, they have the same temperament. He will always tell them, "You brood of vipers, who has told you to come to repentance?" That's John for you. That's similar to Elijah. But beyond that, Jezebel in the days of Elijah could not kill him. Not because of the spirit, but because of the power. He will send people to go and get him arrested, he will roast them. Not because of the style, but because of the power. But John took the style. And when Herodias said, "Cut off his head," where is the authority of Elijah? Because that's the double package. The church in Nigeria should not pick one. Pick the boat. The spirit, the power. The spirit and the power. Now listen to this. At the height of revival, when your heart is burning, you are speaking out of zeal, you may likely pick one. In fact, revival sometimes compels men to pick one out of zeal. It's not about all those things. It's not about wealth. It's not about... See, look at it. Look at it. I saw pastors raise teachings to prove, according to scripture, how that pastors should not be involved in politics or interfering with matters of nation. Out of us, Lord, give us, we come out. How will they come?
come out if they are not taught? It seems we are still scrambling. We are still scrambling. We don't know, but listen. Those who have found the truth will demonstrate it well. Those who said that is not it will come back to learn. We're still not sure. We're still scrambling. And say, should the pastor be involved in this? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey. Protest is a sign that power is not in the hands of the people. It's a sign. So you need mass action. But that's happening because, and unfortunately people die. Because lawgivers did not go out from the church. Can I say something quiet? You may not like it. You may not like it. But I mean, I'm going to be very sincere and honest with you. Can I say it? Can I say it? Good. Until we get to a point where a governor visiting the church may only just make it in the announcement once. Best of all, we have brother so-and-so in our midst. He's the governor of this place. God bless him. Listen. Why? Because there are several people seated in church that the governor needs them to invest in his state. Listen. When they understand that, the insult the clergy in Nigeria receives will stop. The way to answer is not noise, it's result.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't seem to like it. And let me warn you, never in your life join anybody to say it's not about result. Sit down. And believe that anybody who is getting results, there's something they are not doing right. So you believe that the sign of getting it right is that your journey is very slow and you suffer. There is no reward in heaven for suffering. Do you understand? Now listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to balance it. I've not come to teach you carnality. And by the way, wealth is not carnality. What it does is a function of the posture of the heart of one who is receiving it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. They are not going to need the church because of the size of the membership. They will need the church because of the quality of the men. Quality of the men. The quality of the men. The quality of the people. Your quality. The kind of person that you are. Please be seated. Are you following me? Now, listen. What God wants to do. Now, let me show you this scripture. Ephesians chapter number. Alright, it's Ephesians. Just a moment. So the intent that might be made manifest unto principalities and powers. Ephesians, is it 3:8? Let me search out that scripture. Oh, yes. Ephesians 3:10. Now look at that scripture. Ephesians 3:10. Now we're going to read this scripture in different languages. Please, are you following what I'm saying? I'm building somewhere. Oh, Lord, help us. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. When you read this, you'll be like, oh, what's happening to the intent? Let's read this in Message translation. Please, quickly. Now look at it. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. True Christians like yourselves, gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels. Meaning that this was the plan from the very beginning. This was the plan for the church. Yes, I have a plan for man, but I have a church for my bride on earth. I can't be wealthy and my bride is languishing. Don't you understand it? Angels will sit down and discuss. So when Jesus left the church on earth, this was the plan all along. Not for a defeated, broken, destroyed church, but for a powerful church. Because as we read the apocalyptic scriptures, what we believe as church is that the church is going to be marginalized and destroyed and reduced till Jesus comes. That's a lie of the devil. He himself said, occupy till I come. The church will not be defeated. It's not coming for a defeated bride. In fact, rapture will take place at the height of the strength of the church. The church is not escaping. The church is living with. Have you seen a bride that the husband, the groom comes to take? Is that escape? They are moving out gallantly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? The church of Jesus is not going to be defeated. Now, you know, in Abuja, right now, you can't buy a land as a church. You can't. Anywhere. And I can tell you, many powerful churches, even biggest churches there, did not buy the land as a church. They bought the land either as a real estate or as an event center. They will now, so what is now in document is that this is an event center, but they can now put the signboard of the church. That's not the church Jesus is coming for. I called my friends and I got to the city. I said, gather yourself, you sons of Jacob. We need to talk. This policy will change. God will change the authorities in this land. See, we had that meeting. We discussed. We agreed. We prayed. For the first time in FCT, 20 years, serving senator of FCT was changed. See, that's not over. That's not over. A plus B will not come here. All right? That one, they will not come. Because that guy in that state is the one they want to use as minister of FCT. If it happens, they will demolish churches. When you know it is coming, listen, Mordecai, a man went to plot that they should exterminate the Jews.
Yes, sir.
The Jews were praying. But something was more powerful, or something will give witness to their prayer. The fact that one of their own is in the palace. Do you understand what I'm saying? I stand here and I tell you, listen, God told me concerning Nigeria. He said, tell your people, bread is coming. Listen. If there's anything we are doing in Abuja now, this is it. Why do you think we just got there? How many months? We are trying to build a 2,000-seater tent. Listen to what I'm saying. Because I know what we have come to do. God told me, you have a short walk here. This is your next location. So just do what you want to do and get out. Listen. I'm telling you this. Mark my word. Mark my word. Of course, in Nigeria, I'm not telling you something I heard from people. I'm telling you what I heard from God. People will fear God this year as a nation. Know what I'm saying? Those who think, go and check the person last year. Those who think they cannot be fear, watch what will happen. But hear what I'm telling you. There are many positions and places available in this nation that you know nothing about. The instruction of God for you is to be well positioned. Because doors will open again. Get what I'm saying. I'm standing here to tell you. Do you get what I'm saying? There are many of you here that will receive calls of appointment you didn't think you can receive in a lifetime. Please be seated. My assignment is to open it. Show you. This is it. This is what God is saying. This is where you should be. Because if you accept that you should suffer for a while, when God needs the blessing upon your life to be breaking yokes and doing many things, you have failed God. Meanwhile, you can fail God in Jesus' name. You know what I'm saying? You are failing Him, but you are very spiritual about it, that this is it. And guess what? You are even making boasts. And talking down on others. Well, no, don't do that. This has been the plan all along. If we are going to teach nations, God is going to use the church to display multifaceted aspect of his wisdom. Aspect of his wisdom. Aspect of his wisdom. Now, let me say this to you. You know, I told my wife, I said, we need to reinvestigate the quality of believers that we are raising. Now, if you find yourself in an organization or you find yourself in a place, when others are stealing, you are stealing. When they are lying, you are lying. When they are cutting corners, you are cutting corners. When they are receiving bribe, you are receiving bribe. What you have said is that the prophecy of nations coming to learn is not to be fulfilled on you. You have detached yourself from that prophecy and you have become part of those that need to be eradicated. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now I'm finding out, and I'm not saying this to politicize, but I'm just saying that what Nigeria has needed all along is a crop of people who have dwelt in the palace, but you can't trace the food of the king in their mouth. They determine from day one, I will not defile myself. And guess what? It's not even about how long you pray. It's about standing for God. Because people can be organizing devotions in place of work, but they are still the ones stealing and looting. You cannot be confessing to be a part of the solution and still be the problem. Nations will come to learn because they are discovering that stealing, despite all the stealing, we are still not where this fellow is. What is it? Despite all the lies, all the corners we are cutting, when we see him, this is not just prosperity, there is peace. He can live a good life. We don't seem to have this peace. We can't sleep unless there are 20 security guards. Who is this person? That is when nations will be compelled. Let's learn. Show us. And the church in Nigeria, right now, whether you believe it or not, we are part of the problem. And there's a need for us to revisit our curriculum and check the quality of men we are raising. As goes the nation, so goes. As goes the church, so goes the nation. The moment we can begin to raise men of integrity, people who stand for God regardless. Not like somebody comes to church to give testimony about stolen money. And also give tithe out of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But that we have decided that with the integrity of our hands we will work and God is able to bless and prosper us. And they cannot trace any form of malpractice. That is a Daniel. That is a Daniel. See, these things are beyond confession. It's not just what you confess. It's a lifestyle. It's a character on its own. You can see it. Nations is not coming to learn from a believer who is struggling what they are struggling with. No, that's not the life. But that we bring a different light. Do you understand what I'm saying? A different light. A different consciousness. A different consciousness. And how do you start? From where you are. From where you are. Where you are right now is an opportunity to start up with God. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Listen to this. Let me tell you this. If the small things you are doing don't work, big things will die in your hands. See, that was the problem of that guy with one talent. He said, just one talent. This man is expecting to be wedding so, and he went to bury it. No. See, in fact, let me tell you something. One of the joy I have about apostolic ministry is that it can be demonstrated again and again that the result is not mere coincidence. Can I come again? It can be demonstrated again and again that the result is not mere coincidence. Same God, same understanding, same grace will produce in the wilderness same way to produce in fruitful field. In fact, I notice that the blessing loves to produce much more in the wilderness so it can boast in God. So at the point that people, I was talking to one of my brothers, and he pastors one of the most vibrant young ministries in Nigeria today. And he said to me, he said, do you know? Now this ministry have over 10,000 members. He said, do you know that as at 2020, all our members put together across our branches, all our members put together were less than 600. I said, what did you say? He said, as at 2020, all our members put together were less than 600. He said, in fact, my YouTube page was probably 1,000 plus subscribers. I said, what did you say? But now you have in Canada, you have in UK, you have in Manchester, you have... What changed? When the world said there was a casting down, the church. The only institution that grew during lockdown was the church. Why? Because this is a grace that rejoices in tribulation. When you say things are bad, that is the right thing it's been waiting for. So you are not waiting for prophets over the nation and say, ah, so this is going to be tough. Don't you understand? When the world said there's a casting down, that is exactly the time. So people will have to come and investigate what's happening. And I told him, I said, do you know that around those times our church was still in my dining space? If they say Nigeria is getting bad, prepare. Because in the midst of it is when your light.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prepare. Prepare. Now, listen. Please sit down. Sit down. Now, I'm still showing you Matthew 28, verse 19. All right. Teach all nations. That's why I'm still showing you. But now, let me show you something. Jesus also pointed out that there is another dimension to teaching nations. Now, he showed that in the book of Acts of the Apostles. Now, turn your Bibles to Acts of the Apostles. Let's see what Jesus said. Now, here is something else. My Father and my God, help us. That can activate nations. Acts of the Apostles, are you there? Beloved, are you there? Now look at it. Let's read from verse Acts 1, verse 8. Now you have been seeing the scriptures. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Acts 1, 8. But you shall receive what? Come on, say it again. Come on, say it again. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both where? In Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, listen to this. Can I say something that you may probably struggle with a bit? The power for representing Jesus cannot be on you. And you'll be tied to one location. It means part of your official package is access to nations. Part of your official package. Listen, it is not what you are asking for. It's an official package. Why? Because that's your jurisdiction. Nations, say it loud and clear, the door of nations. Say it again, the door of nations. Is opening unto me. Say it again, the door of nations. Come on, say it again, the door of nations is opening up to me. Now listen to this. You cannot take the world if you are acquainted with just one culture. You can't. You can never take the world if all you know is one culture. God is going to put something on you that you're going to have to learn different cultures, different styles, different food, different exposures. That's your reality. Start from where you are. Travel in your imagination. Because that's where you are going. It's the door of nations. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. Now listen to this. When you understand this, it will influence and affect the kind of preparation you give yourself to. You prepare as a person of quality for nations. Because you know that is your jurisdiction. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now please sit down. You know, when I was still single, there's a girl that we're talking during service here. Then some of you are serving. I know you are talking to people now. No problem. Just talking and talking. I would have liked you, but this and all that. And then somehow I spoke as a fool. She too spoke as a fool. Both of us grew to discover that we're very foolish. You follow what I'm saying? Now hear what I'm saying. We're talking. And what I want to say is, you know, give somebody a breakthrough. And then she said, well, you know what we are talking about? You know what we are talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about? I was not telling her, God bless you. I was saying, fair, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. You see, that what we are talking about would have worked. She said, but, you see, you are in Ile-Ife, and I'm in Ibadan. And you said, this is where God said you will be. Because that's what I said. He said, you see,
Ibadan is where God said I'll be. So you can't really walk because this Ife is a boring place. Is this my work? Can't work there. And see everything we're doing. Check. When my wife came, she overchecked. You know, I destroyed all the old existing record. Bah, bah, bah. You know what I'm saying? But as I done everything, check everything. Ah, that was the only clause. So we said, you know what? Both of us believe so much in what we are doing, and all right, I wish you the best. And all that. Shortly after I was deployed to Ibadan. Where is she? Kigali. Mrs. Ibadan. Kigali. Where am I now? Abuja. Where will I be next? He said it. So once you're done, say your work is going to be short yet. Don't take any money from politicians. They will come in their numbers. But don't take anything from them. All right? Because there's something you are still coming back, but once you're done, get out. I will fill this place up. No size you give me will I not fill. But get out. Listen to what I'm saying. He said, don't, no matter what they bring to you, don't take anything. Alright? So, this. But you get out of this place. Alright? So, there is no such thing as God has said Nigeria is where I will be. You don't know where you will be. You only know where you will be for now. For now. Don't put full stop where God put comma. For now. Don't say I am wired for Nigeria. You are wired for nations. You only know where you'll be for now. Don't get yourself trapped. Don't trap yourself. Don't cage yourself. You can show up tomorrow and say your next location is Canada. Canada you go. Do you get what I'm saying? Your design, your office is all nations. Your office is all. God is giving you global exposure. He's giving you global exposure. Now go get your passport ready. Because you're going on a journey with God. Do you get what I'm saying? Get your passport ready. Now imagine if as a church, we have been trapping people and say, all of you, remain the battle. How will we spread? I was asking them to give me the analysis when we gave out the video that people from different nations who wants to be a part of Spirit of Light Church coming to those nations should join and then all that. As at them, they give me the analysis. I said 25 countries are represented there already. 25. Are you following what I'm saying? Can't trap people because you don't even know. You only know what God has said for now. For now. Say for now. If you are married, tell your wife, this is where we are for now. Do you know what I'm saying? We're in Nigeria for now. We're in Ibadan for now. For now. Now, be seated. One of the most strategic things you must have to walk with God and be useful for nations is flexibility. Now, let me say this so that, all right, I know I've said it. God said to me, when you are done with Abuja, move to Lagos. He said, move to Lagos. He said, there's something I want to do on the island. He said, that's where you're going to. Now, hear me. Now, I have said before, I can never live in Lagos. Me. Just that place you say you can never live. All right, that's your next location. Because it's not about you. It's about the assignment.
Yes, sir.
It's about the assignment. It's about the assignment. I told those of our people who are in America, I said, you guys should start house fellowship. Start. All right. I told those in UK, start. You are good to go. We'll come and bless you guys. And then. Now, listen to this. Now, listen. Some of you, because you did not see any spectacular demonstration, you feel the call of God is not your life, but you have lied. We have shifted from the experience of Moses to the experience of Joshua. Moses was the one who saw the burning bush, not Joshua. You will not know by the sign of a burning bush. Once the hurt comes in your heart, beyond the things I'm seeing, I perceive God will use us. How many of you watched the movie Enoch? Now, listen. When I watched that movie, I said to myself, many of the people watching this movie don't know that's their story. They don't know they are watching their story. It's okay. You are enjoying your life right now. As a young man, probably you are young, you are newly married, enjoying the wife of your youth. It's okay. But this is just the beginning of the story. Many of you young lady, you have been crying. Why is it that guys are not looking at? Because what you carry, not just one refresh will come. Something needs to be bettered. And I'm not saying this as a tool of consolation. I am telling you this is life in practicality. There are many of you that God will use to marvel your world. And it's so beautiful a story because you will not be able to take glory for it. He's still pouring precious things in earthen vessels. That's your jurisdiction. Please be seated. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying? See, we cannot disciple all nations or teach all nations if we are not going to have churches in all nations. We are going to. Some of you are planning, you want to go to America, you want to go to United Kingdom, you want to go to Canada, alright, for studies and for many things. That is divine providence taking you out. And most times God, see, when I was going to Abuja, I didn't know anything about the next place. Most times God doesn't give you all the pictures. He tells you, obey this one. Once you are done, once he sees that your heart is fixed, he now says, okay, so, but this is the jurisdiction, this is the location, this is the length, the duration. So once you are done with this, that other one that you say you can't do, go to it. All right? So right now, I can't tell anybody that it's not possible for me to live somewhere. I don't know. Apostle Lazarus, the way you are running your ministry, you look like a man that can jack by any time. I don't know. I wish I have answers. I don't know. If God shows up tomorrow and say, go to Kano. Kano, we go. Immediately. See, it's not, you understand? Immediately. Many of you have, I know you've plotted your graph, you've done it, you've put the full stop. Cancel the punctuation marks. Cancel them. In fact, some of them don't need comma because the sentence is not complete. So, let's relax. This is how far I've heard. And this is it. Sometimes you can hear the voice of an environment. You come to a place, you love the way. Now, imagine. Let me say this. Now, this might shock you a bit. But imagine coming to Ibadan last year and just enjoying the word. Come for Bible study, you are just being blessed and all that. Do you know you may have the tendency of hearing that God said I should be in Ibadan until the man you are now hearing now says, we are going to Abuja. I thought I heard God. Hey! Environment can speak like God. Know what you are hearing. And I'm not going to allow anybody here trapped. Do you get what I'm saying? So when people in Abuja are saying, no, so now look at it. As you are doing some things in Abuja, I mean, people say, God said I should come to Abuja. No problem. No problem. What he said remains, because now as I mentioned what I mentioned now, and people say, ah, okay, I will not go there. I'll go. No problem. Now, listen to this. Now, listen. Most of those things sometimes is God. Sometimes. Do you know that God will lead some people to come? And they may even join in a short while. Because the grace to continue the assignment is on them. What God is doing is that he's duplicating his servant. But what they think is that they think it's about sitting under him. No, it's about standing and doing what he's doing. You can enjoy the world so much so and just believe that. So it's just about sitting. I love when I come, the way I sit down. What God is planning is for people to also come and hear you. There are many of you seated somewhere that You are just seated there and you are thinking, you know, I'm new here. It's not long I joined this church. So this. Meanwhile, according to what is written and concluded in destiny, you and I should be on the field. You don't understand? In this church, you don't know the amount of protocols we have broken. There is no queue. Let the man that God has his hands upon show up. There can't be queue when we want to take nations. It's not after set. Yes, who has God called?
Yes, sir.
Does it matter when they join the church? I became a pastor the first day I joined the church. I told you this very unbelievable story. How will I be a first time I seated here? And then the man of God said, when he was done, he said, this is the man that will pastor this church because he's going into a full-time mission trip. What kind of nonsense? I ran away. What nonsense is that? But this is the same God who is breaking protocols. Some of you have seen yourself in visions. Some of you have seen me in visions talking to you as I'm praying at night. God is saying, I'm sending the net and gathering men and women who function with you in different nations. Some of you are going to be functioning in different countries and different. You do not know yet. You are just enjoying the word. Enjoy it, oh. Enjoy it. But understand there's an assignment greater than sitting. And can I tell you something? God is not ready to replace you yet. So wake up. Don't delay us. It's not, some of you, the reason why we can't start in some countries yet was because God already told you to be positioned there 2-3 years ago. You didn't go. You didn't go. Now we are trying to look at somewhere we want to send you to because you didn't go. Meanwhile, you have what it takes. So I've been there. Pull down the protocols. We are not in the days of Moses. This is the day of Joshua. Things are changing fast. Now, listen to this. Please be seated. Do you know that in this season, it is not going to be uncommon to, as a young lady who have been praying, suddenly meet a guy in church and is ready to marry you even in the next 3 months, and yet it will work. The issue is that you have set your time that it should take certain duration of first getting to know each other. When they walk, it's fast. There's no, you don't greet your loins and see, just, see, listen. Don't move by any culture. Just understand, your culture should be the move of the Spirit. What am I perceiving in my heart? It is the move of the Spirit. That's your culture. The move of the Spirit. What am I perceiving that God is doing now? See, break the protocols. Break the nonsense. Break the this. People who say that we are married to this, they'll say we've always been this, that. To hell with what they say.
Yes,
does it matter? Once you see God move, you follow him.
Yes,
it's destiny. See, later everybody will come around and say, oh, we understand. We respect it. That's the language of the crowd. The crowd always adjust. Set the pace. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you see, how can he come now? How can? And then he's saying this is it. Or probably the fellow is living outside the country. We have not met before, but everything is fine. And then he's saying when he comes back, we should do introduction. Blah blah blah. How can I trust such a thing? That can be said in a season, but you must know when the climate has changed. Show me hundreds that didn't work. I'll show you hundreds that worked. The only question I need to ask you is, what covenant do you have with God? Because that covenant is what safeguards your experience. What covenant has he made with you? Are you following what I'm saying here? He's not going to suffer. He's only one to see corruption. Do you know, unfortunately, some girls have made up their mind that they will not marry rich guys. It is an unfortunate case for a man who asks them out. Because he's not going to be blessed. It's an unfortunate case. They've made up their mind. They've interpreted that be satisfied with the wife of your youth means that the man that you marry when he's poor, that's the wife of his youth. So let him come broken, dejected. And God is saying the order has changed. When will you enter? You understand what I'm saying? Now, sit down. Let me break a table. This one is a real table I want to break. It's a real table. I need to break it.
All right. I decided at about 3 weeks ago that I need to say this. And let me say this quickly. All right. Are you ready for this? All right. Now this is a real table. We need to break this table once and for all. Let it die all over the body of Christ. Let's break this table. Is that okay? Let's break this table. Adeyoke, come. PJ, no. Pastor Jacob, please come. Now imagine, Adeyoke, come. This is a sister in church. All right. This sister is known to be in a relationship with Brother A and they're in church. Somewhere along the line, both of them, whatever is their problem, we don't care. They decided that they are not going to be together again. Fine. No problem. No problem. It happens in church. No problem. Does that now make this sister confiscated? That because so and so person was dating her before and I know him, he's my friend. So, because he's not eating, should he waste? I said that's what I want. You said he's your friend. Whose problem is that? Our friendship will not break. This one also, since I've heard God, will I not let go? All this nonsense about religion and say because somebody is in church, you... Now listen to this. Let me say the other side. Sit down quickly. And we are no longer in a relationship again, so everybody can go separate ways. But you see, if you now ask that person out, it will pay me. I will never forgive you. You are the one that said you don't want. And if the cloud has shifted to that person it has shifted. And let it be. So, you say, but we know this person used to date this person in church. They have gone separate ways. Now, this person is with this person. What's your problem? What is your problem? Say, but the church is a small community. Go and find your own and sit down. God bless you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, people believe that once... something didn't work in church. You see, I cannot marry in church again because they already know God. So and so. Don't, out of that nonsense and pride, marry your enemy. See, your real spouse may be watching you while dating your ex. And that's your real spouse. Your real spouse may be watching you while dating your ex. In fact, your real spouse may be the one who is even praying for the relationship to work. But listen, usually, in all of the cases, it is not like the fellow is waiting for it to break. The fellow is just doing it innocently. And maybe the fellow was even consoling you that, don't worry, you'll be fine. And God said, do you know you are the answer to the prayer? Yes, do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's break the grip and the destruction of religion over souls. It is marriage, not cult. If one will work, another one will work. Relationship, not cult. If this one is not going to work, then this sister is beautiful, elegant, fine, brothers like her. They say because Pastor Susan and so was one who dated her, it didn't work. So? Who is he? He's a man of God as I am.
Yes, sir.
In his office, I'm in my office.
Yes, sir.
He didn't work, this one will work.
Yes, sir.
What I'm telling you is that you can marry your pastor's ex if that's where God is leading you to. Should we break the table? Now, sit down a bit. Sit down a bit. Please be seated. Sit down. Let me tell you the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. Let me tell you the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. The problem we have had in church, there is offense and there is pain. Particularly when a man of God asks a lady out and it didn't work, it looks as though she's contraband for everyone. Somebody said he doesn't want. Somebody else is there, who cares? And dear ladies, that your relationship with a man of God, now there might be someone here that this is for. It has never happened like this that the fellow is not in church. And today may even be your first time. If you enter a relationship with the man of God and it didn't work, the man of God is not God.
Do you know God may even give you another guy who is not even a man of God? And you feel down, they will know that you are failed. See, no pastor can marry her. But the covenant on that guy is strange and mysterious. You must discern. When the cloud moves, where you stay is religion. Move as the cloud moves. Are you following what I'm saying? Move as the cloud. So, and that's one of the things I'm going to be doing now, we're going to be doing often in church, is that we're going to be updating ourselves. That we asked you last year, what's your relationship status? We said engage. Doesn't mean you are saying engage. The person proposed, 1 year has passed, no marriage. We have a right to ask you, how far now? Is this still the Messiah or we expect somebody else? See, let me tell you this. Get update. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you saw her, you asked her, are you in the relationship? I'm engaged. But you notice she's not pushing anybody. She's not talking to anybody. How is your guy now? No, don't ask. Are you still in the relationship? How is your guy? You guys are good. Are you guys good? Do I need to pray for you? Say, actually, support the law. Now sit down. Now that said, you must understand that protocols are changing. It is not business as usual. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the balance to what I just said now doesn't mean we give the balance so we can nip the devil. That you know somebody is engaged. You now say, I hate God actually. That what Papa gave this morning is for me. Once there's already an emotion in that area, it's not for you. Because God is not an author of confusion. But I'm telling you that there are possibilities. And there are many people right now that so God probably has led you to that person. But you know the person that fellow was dating before. And they even brought matter to your table. But God is saying the counselor is the... is it the inheritor now? And that's God. When it's God, you can't box him to a corner. Now, listen, one of the things God said to come and pronounce over you is speed. Speed. Now, we have switched, we have entered another phase as I begin to commence protocol to descend. Sphere of Light Church, Ibadan. God wants to give you speed. Sphere of Light Church, Ibadan. Now, listen. The Lord said to me, he said, son, 2021, 2022, I had a very serious cry. The cry was that my people will be employed. I want jobs. I want God to help us. I want God to open doors for everyone. The Lord said, when you cried to me, I answered. And I opened doors to you. He said, but tell them, in this season, we are moving beyond jobs. Now listen, I'm giving you the word of the Lord. I'm giving you the word of the Lord. And I'm going to pray for all of you. He said, we are moving beyond jobs. He said, in this season, I want them to be creators of wealth. He said, and that can happen when they are locked down in certain places. And that's why I'm going to give you the new name of Sphere of Light Church, Ibadan. So you can see it. If you are ready, media, please project for us. Alright? That's the new name. God said to come make this pronouncement. The wealthy house. Upon this house. Now listen. Now listen. 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 The Lord said, tell them not to look down on this city. He said, I will bring them hidden treasures and hidden riches. See, mark these words. You will see people change levels. Listen. I stand here and telling you. You will see people change levels and you'll be amazed. You'll be shocked. Listen, the least amongst you will be as mighty as David. The least amongst you will be as mighty as David.
The least amongst you be as mighty as David. This is the word of the Lord to you. Now, meaning that in the spirit realm, when God look at Sphere of Light Church, Ibadan, this is the name. The wealthy house. When he said to Abraham, Abraham, change the name you call your wife, and said to Sarah, change the name you call your husband, whatsoever he calls them, they become. Whatsoever he calls them, they become. Please, for a minute, get up on your feet, everybody. Get up on your feet. This dimension that is coming upon the house is going to be needed for access to nations. It's going to be needed for access to nations. I'm going to give you a minute or two. I want you to roar. Listen, listen, listen. God is going to show you secrets of wealth, of investment. All right? The siege of fear is out.
Amen.
And you are not going to lose your salvation because you are wealthy. You are going to stand for Jesus and yet blessed. I want to give you 2 minutes. You will pray loud and clear in tongues. Things must break open in your heart. What God has sent me to activate. Hey! If you are with your spouse, hold your hands. Hold the hands of your spouse. Whether engaged or married, as long as you have it public, go ahead. Kelo kabalende kobai. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now listen, there are some of you here right now as I speak, that if you look at your experience, what you are seeing, listen, what you are even seeing right now is debt. Not even that there's even small money, it's that you have debt across places. And you seem to be wondering, how can God, in the midst of this situation, be calling forth this name upon my life? Can I ask you a question? Do you believe? Can I ask you again, do you believe?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe it is not about running up and down?
Yes, sir.
A dimension can... And listen to what I'm saying. Listen, get the balance. This dimension is not going to excuse work. But now you will do the right things. And for some of you, you will be able to project those things you are doing on another level. Because when the anointing comes on you, you will act as occasion demands. For some of you already doing stuffs, but you've been quite conservative and you can't tell, and a veil is being removed now. You are wondering, why can I be doing something this powerful and I'm not pushing with all my might? I see God releasing strength for some of you to go all out. The reason why I'm saying what I'm saying was that even though the prophecy came, it was the lepers who said, why sit we here till we die? That opened the door. So meaning that God is activating energy to take certain steps.
Amen.
To take certain steps.
Amen.
And it will be the right steps.
Amen.
Now listen, when the blessing comes on people, one of the first things the blessing does is to enlarge the heart of the person.
Yes, yes, yes. Any blessed man, you will see at enlargement. Because they will not call mountains what others call mountains.
Yes, sir.
And the way God, listen, when God said to Abraham, go and sacrifice Isaac, your only son, is at enlargement. He's trying to get him to a point where the focus is not on this, on the resource, it's on the source. Sometimes when God wants to enlarge a man's heart, he gives the fellow some very funny instructions that may not make sense to human eyes. But what God is doing is enlarging the heart for the weight. Listen, listen. For some of you, the word for you is that Isaac sowed in that land and reaped hundredfold. You must understand that. Listen again. God is taking you beyond 9 to 5. I'm not saying go and resign, but you will hear a voice behind you saying this is the way. Pastor, I want you to mark the testimonies you'll be seeing in this house. I'm telling you, mark the testimonies you'll be seeing. You'll be amazed at the outbreak of wealth. Favor partnering with grace. Are you following what I'm saying? It's your season. As far as God is concerned, the heaven is open already. The man at the pool of Bethesda would have been waiting for another part time of the year where that water will be stirred, and he will wait there. He's been there for 38 years. There's no chance he will make it this year. But when Jesus, the resurrection and the life, is standing by your side, get what you are trying to wait for. It means now is the time. It means if you have heard the word before, that in the next 5 years, that's when you prosper. By the virtue of this one, it's cancelled. Do you get what I'm saying? Can I give you 2 more minutes? Listen, pick your Bible, your pen, your note. Pray loud and clear in tongues. You will begin to see light break open in certain areas. You are seeing revelation. This is it. This is it. Some of you, it is becoming clearer. Yes. This has been it all along. This is what God has been saying. Pray loud and clear in tongues. Some of you are seeing inspiration to enter into certain sectors. Shakata balakai. Hey! Elekene mokobala ya! Rivers of living water. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My belly shall flow in Jesus' mighty name. We're praying now. Look up, everybody.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Listen, look up, everybody. Some of you right now, as I speak, are in very serious financial situations that you are going through fixed that people around you don't even understand. Some of you are confused. You are pained. You are hungry. You are asking questions. The secret of getting out is in the word of the Lord. The instructions is given to you. The leadings is placing on your heart. The mother of Jesus said to them, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. That's the secret. That's the secret. That is the stirring of the waters we are waiting for. Because it's a word. The moment there is a stirring of a word in that direction, jump in. Don't delay the season and say, I'm just waiting for some more time. The moment he stirs it, do what? Jump in. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, listen up. In the midst of this so-called naira scarcity, money scarcity, blah, 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 that is still when God will give you a powerful idea that will change the whole situation of things. Now it's time for me to make this pronouncement over you. And by the grace of God, from Tuesday, I'm going to begin protocol of teaching where you can be bettered into this destiny. Listen, what you have seen today, I wish I could tell you to take a selfie of the house that is receiving this prophecy and come back after 1 year and take the picture of the same people. While things are still the way they are, this is the name he calls you. Are you following what I'm saying? The wealthy house. The wealthy house. None shall be small amongst us. None shall be feeble amongst us. The least amongst us will be as mighty as David. Father, I stretch hands towards your people. And I ask that there are a series of activations right now. Business owners, investors, workers in different organizations, establishments. I ask right now that the reality of this name, this new name God is calling you, begin to orchestrate opportunities. Begin to orchestrate favors. Begin to orchestrate liftings. Everyone who hears my word and believe that God has sent me, this same grace will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. This same grace will open doors for you. This same grace will break doors open before you. I ask right now, and I decree it, your name shall no more be called Abram, but Abraham. For a father of many nations he has made you. Your name will no longer be called Forsaken, but Beulah. It doesn't matter what was not working. By the manifestation of God's grace right now, everything jacks back to life. Everything jacks back to life. Everything jacks back to life. In the name of Jesus. Now hear this. Every situation of debt, by the virtue of this pronouncement and this prophecy, we ask this week, debts are cancelled. You will never have to consider loan again. You will have no reason to consider borrowing. Rather, you are the one that will lend to nations. You will have no reason to consider borrowing. Get up, everybody. Listen. Do you believe?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying looks like a joke to you. Do you believe?
Yes, sir.
Many of you will build your houses before this year ends.
Yes, sir.
when the hand of God came upon Elisha, he outran the horse of Ahab. One of the manifestations of God's hand is speed. What should have taken, and I said this to you, that there are people who have bought and have built, but it's not for them. As you are about obeying God's instruction, it's going to bring you to where your properties are. For some of you, it will be meetings and events you didn't even want to go for. But you just last minute say, go, go, go. One of my sons was sharing with me. He was invited to Transcorp Hilton. Just last minute invitation. That there's a private dinner they are having for the president-elect. You know the kind of men that were there. While he was there, he did a video call. He said, Papa, look at it, look at it. I laughed. And before you know it, psh, 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 stories are still coming. Some of you have a role to play in the new Nigeria and government. You do. But like David, you must leave the sheep and face Goliath. Because there's a time to keep sheep. There's a time to fight Goliath. Keeping sheep is very humble. Fighting Goliath will make people call you proud. But you must go and fight him. You must lose interest in their name of you being humble. And don't mind being seen as proud. Because when you leave sheep to face Goliath, they will say you are a stubborn person. But that's where your destiny will be activated. Some of you are enjoying keeping the sheep. It's beautiful. But you must go forward to fight Goliath. Because that's what the oil on your head is for. Now, the manifestation of this pronouncement is that it's in three ways. Number one, some of you have been doing things that God needs you to push. You can't make noise, but now you'll have to make noise. Number two, some of you will be given new supernatural ideas, areas of investment and network. For a while now, my wife and I have been praying for the church, and we've just been seeing opportunities opening up for people in mining. We can't tell. And I know it doesn't seem to make sense, right? No problem. Let's leave it as that. But by the time this word will manifest, you will see that he said it in passing. In mining. Suddenly one of my sons in Abuja just shared. He said, there's a property. How many acres? Over 4,000. He said, the land is full of copper, is full of this. I said, God has been speaking to us about mining. He has been speaking to us. Some of you, God has been speaking. You are going to get into oil and gas. How can this thing be? The Holy Ghost. It is when that hand comes. Who was David when he was anointed as king? How can him? Could he have ever got to the palace by calculation? When God says it, drop your calculator. Just watch out for the leading. It's the leading. Forget about, don't bother. How will it happen? Okay, you all right. When you see the water stirred, someday, it may be a day you are not doing anything. You might even be playing video game. So Eli just break open. Pam! Dizzy. Drop it. That's it. That's the door. Enter quickly. Enter quickly. Enter quickly. Are you following what I'm saying? Enter quickly. Sphere of Light Church, Ibadan. Listen to this. Wealth will become a common thing amongst you.
Amen.
It is going to become a place of people will come and see young people blessed, established, settled early. Everything. I'm telling you, it's going to become a common thing. 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 From today, this is your new reality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. Don't misuse a Bible study for anything. I came with burdens in my heart. I have wept in the secret place. I'm telling you, I have wept and trusted God for, you know, these words to come to pass. As far as I'm concerned, I've done my own homework. Are you following what I'm saying? Now it's time for you to, it's not just what you'll be hearing. If you have the privilege that now, okay, you can hear on site, why should you sit at home? Is that not demonic? Be here, pray. Because before I even leave Ibadan, the stories would have started. I'm telling you. Because some of you are thinking, okay, we're going to start learning. Then listen. When Mary said to Gabriel, Be it unto your handmaid according to your word. There was a move of the spirit that override the process of conception. See, you can know things by the move of the spirit. It overrides teaching. Because there's an anointing that teacheth.
Yes.
When the anointing comes upon you, you will do what a taught man should have done. That does not also mean that you will not later sit down to learn. Because if you don't know the principle, you only do it by guesswork. Yes, what teaching now does is that it now establishes you in that reality. These words will not fall to the ground.
Yes.
Are you following what I'm saying? I ask, as a prophet, I take you from where you are to where you should be.
Yes.
Your past experience, pain, failures, and limitations, will you remember no more?
Yes.
From this moment, it is a new protocol.
Yes.
It is a new thing.
Yes.
It is done.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.